It's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express, on 930 WFMD.
837 at WFMD, and the legendary Johnny Holiday joins us this morning. And the man works so darn hard, I don't know when he gets time off, but he is taking a little time to chat with us in between his 4,336 different jobs that he holds just to keep his family afloat.
That'd be 4,337.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? It's you do a great job with the Nats and the Terps and you know the local car wash down there too.
That's one account that I don't have, but I'm trying to get it, Bob. I'm trying to get it.
You could be that Uber driver too. For
I got that. I do that on Saturday night. I do the midnight to 2 a.m. shift.
Well, that's. That's the good one. Those are the ones that will tip you. They just don't remember. I'm fine. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess the first thing I got to ask is we're jumping on a plane. We're going to be flying down to Austin, Texas to take on the Longhorns. And I'm wondering, is there plans, I mean, with all the things that are going on down in Texas to maybe move this game or move this game back or something?
I don't think so. Not because you're going to Austin, which is not, you know, it's not close to Houston.
Right.
That's the only problem. It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be like 90, 92 degrees. And it'll be even hotter with 100,000 fans in that stadium coming up Saturday. So I don't think the weather will affect the game. At least I hope not. First time Maryland's played Texas since way back in 1978 when they played them in the Sun Bowl. And this is it's a great opportunity for the program, a great opportunity for the kids. And just to, I mean, can you imagine to upset the number 23 team in the country and you get off on a good start with your season? That would make everybody even more excited than they are now. And I think people are excited about this football team that DJ Durkin has.
Well, you know, if you're going to play with the big boys, you got to play with the big boys. And if Maryland wants to be considered a top program, they're going to have to play teams like Texas. And, you know, of course, being in the Big Ten, they've already got a pretty tough schedule. But they got to get these outside games to matter for them.
Have you seen the schedule this year? You got Texas, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Penn State, all top 25 teams,
mm-hmm.
all teams outside of Texas that went to bowl games last year. So you're exactly correct, and I think that's what Coach Durkin has preached over and over again. When he took the job last year, he made it quite clear that it's not going to happen in 1 year, it's not going to happen in 2 years, because you have to shore up the defense. That's number one, because last year they couldn't hardly stop anybody, and still double the win total from the previous year. So he knows what has to be done. You got Towson, you got UCF, you got Minnesota. Minnesota's going to be pretty good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past Texas, you can, the next couple of games certainly are winnable, and then it becomes fun with the Big Ten. But like you said, you're playing before 100,000 people on Saturday, and Ohio State will be the same thing. Michigan will be the same thing. Penn State will be the same thing. So, you know, to play with the big boys in the Big Ten, you got to be big. You got to be tough. You got to have a good defense, a quarterback. You got to have a quarterback, which I think that maybe they have this year in Terrell Pigram. Let's hope so. We'll find out on Saturday.
He's a tiny guy considered, you know, for in the lines of quarterbacks.
And he's only started one game, but I think people remember when he came in that one game last year when Perry Hills went down and took that snap and ran it in for the touchdown in double overtime to beat the team down there in Florida. That was a big marquee move for him, but he didn't play a lot because Hills was the quarterback. The only time he got in was when Hills got hurt, but now he will start, and it's up to him to see what he can do. It's his job, and you know, you got another kid breathing right down his neck, Kasim Hill, this freshman from St. John's College High School. He's bigger. He's a better passer. He can run the ball. He's got good command of the offense, but Pigram, he can run too. The kid's got elusive speed, and you know, Gatorade Player of the Year coming out of Alabama. So it's a pretty good luxury to have. You got to have more than one quarterback to be able to succeed anyhow. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens Saturday.
Well, I mean, you know what? There's, you know, optimism, you know, is running high, but you start off with a game like Texas, and you got to go. All right, reality check. It is the Longhorns.
Yeah, and when you look at Texas and what they've done, Bob, and the marquee seasons that they've had, the national championships, and they got a brand new coach, but they got the third most wins in college football history. That says something right there. You got 100,000 people that'll be there. You have an All-American tackle coming back in Connor Williams, who's on everybody's preseason All-American list. You got a quarterback that set records last year as a freshman who'll be starting. You got a guy that's going to try to replace Dante Freeman, who was up for the Heisman last year, and All-American, and his name is Chris Warren. You got a good defense, and you've got tradition. They think they're pretty good. They're number 23 in the country, even though they didn't have a winning record last year. They were 6-7. You know, Coach Durkin had his football team double the input. They had six wins last year, and Texas went 3-6 in the Big 12. Maryland won three games in the Big 10. So there's a lot of equal things you can point at between both teams, but it'll be a monumental task. But I think everybody in this team feels that they can win this game. I mean, you got to feel that way, or you shouldn't be playing college football.
No, absolutely. And you know, I guess the biggest thing is that. As you said, he said, look, we're going to build something here at the University of Maryland. The one thing I did notice, though, and we're talking with Johnny Holiday, the voice of the Maryland Terrapins. How many years have you been the voice of the Maryland Terrapins?
107. Well, let's see. This is the 125th year of Maryland football starting Saturday. This will be my 39th year.
Wow.
I've been doing it almost one quarter of the time. I started in 1979 when Jerry Claiborne was the coach, the late Jerry Claiborne, whose son Jonathan Claiborne played at Maryland. Then I went through some other coaches. Bobby Ross was great. Then we had Ron Vanderlinden, and we had one of my favorites, Mark Duffner. We had the late Joe Krivak, who was the quarterback guru that produced so many guys and went on to play in the NFL. Quarterback U, they called Maryland when Krivak was there.
Yep.
And then we had Ralph Friedgen, we've had Randy Etzel, and now we have DJ Durkin, who is really, Bob, he has really energized everybody with his enthusiasm, his focus, his vision for what he wants the program to be like. And Bob, he has really energized everybody with his enthusiasm, his focus, his vision for what he wants the program to be like. And he's a young guy. He's like 39 years old, and the players have really bought into what he does. They love the guy. He's so enthusiastic, and he's coached under some of the best guys. Urban Meyer coached under Urban Meyer down at Florida, and Harbaugh at Michigan, and he's got just a great resume, and I think he's going to get the job done. But this will be year 39 for me, football and basketball. And I tell you, I always tell people I'm the luckiest guy in the world, because if I had to work like you and do a morning show, it would be very difficult.
What time did you get home last night after the Nats game?
We had the football show last night, every Wednesday night.
That's right.
Off of the Nats telecast, and we do the Maryland football radio show from 7 to 8. So I got home at a little after, by 8:30 or so.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you had your cup of cocoa, and you were in bed by 9.
No. Not quite. But normally in the night when the Nationals are playing, it could be midnight. It could be 1 o'clock in the morning. The West Coast games, you walk in the house at 3 a.m. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but you're just getting up, so you're not that feeling.
Right, yeah. You call me. I'll keep you awake on the ride home. You keep me awake on the ride into work.
I'm sure, yeah.
What's up with the Maryland Yellow Bee uniforms? My goodness gracious.
Well, I think that's a throwback thing that they...
they should throw them back where they got them from.
Under Armour.
They're
trying to... Let me tell you something. The kids, the young kids that follow the Maryland program, the guys that play for Maryland, the high school kids, they love these the variety of uniforms that Kevin Plank comes up with. There's something new all the time.
Yeah, and I'm just not a big fan of the yellow ones.
So, you know, one thing, they're not going to, you know, they're going to be very careful in a crosswalk wearing those uniforms.
All right, give me, I know you probably don't like to do this, but give me your, what do you think the Maryland's record's going to be this year?
I don't like to do it, Bob, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because in college football, like in baseball and basketball, everything is so unpredictable, and it doesn't really matter what I think. It really matters what the kids think and how well they do. It may be difficult to even equal last year's record because the schedule's so tough when you go in the conference, the division we're in the Big Ten. But one thing I think we're going to see some improvement defensively, only because he's got so many guys back, and I know we're going to see an improvement at that quarterback position because I like this kid Hill. I think Pigren's going to get a shot. He'll start Saturday. If he can do it, that's fine. If he can't do it, he's got this freshman breathing right down his neck. The running game is terrific. They're going to be fine with Jake Funk and Ty Johnson and Lorenzo Harrison. And the special teams are going to be good, a good kicker. And the defensive backfield is going to be fine with some veterans get back there. It may be tough to equal last year, but it wouldn't surprise me if they do pull off an upset here or there. And I don't think, I mean, I know it's this first game is important, but there's a whole bunch of games after this one.
Yeah.
And even if you get beat at Texas, then you know what you've got to do to improve for the rest of the season against Towson, UCF, these other schools that want to come in and pin your ears back and upset you. So I hate to make predictions. I really, because I'm always wrong, and that's why I don't do it. I mean, it'd be nice to say they're going to go 9-3 or something like that, which is kind of unreasonable, unrealistic. But I hope they can win more than six games.
Right. You know, we just hope they beat the Penn State at Penn State, and I mean here that's at Maryland.
That would be very nice.
Yeah, and I hope at that point in time Maryland has a good enough record where more Maryland fans will be in the stadium than Penn State fans.
Well, you know something about it. I mean, they got a good home schedule. You got Indiana coming in. You've got Michigan coming in. You got Penn State coming in. We play Penn State here in the College Park this year. You play Rutgers at Yankee Stadium. Minnesota's a home game. Northwestern's a home game. But you have to go to Wisconsin. You have to go to Michigan State. You have to go to Ohio State. That's the tough ones.
Yeah.
As tough as Texas is, I think those are even much tougher games.
Well, I can't wait because they don't have a whole lot of TV that I see on the network TV. But whenever I can, boy, I'm always tuning in to WFMD to hear the call from Johnny Holiday. Always wonderful to hear your voice on the radio, my friend. Have a great day, and thanks for joining us. And I'm looking forward to a great season.
I am too. Let me know about the cash for kids because I'll be up there.
I appreciate it, my friend. Have a great day.
Okay, Bob. Same to you. Thanks for the time.
It's the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930 WFMD, and I just hung up on him. How does somebody just hang up on Johnny Holiday, for goodness sakes? Katie Ryan, why would I do something like that?
I don't know.
I just hung up.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I didn't get to bug him for free tickets and let me come up. And the best thing I ever did, and this was the most, you know, is that he let me come up one time into his broadcast booth.
Cool.
I know.
Oh my gosh, I would love to.
I would tell you, though, that his broadcast booth is smaller than the one we have here.
Really?
And it has, like, I don't know, like seven people in it. It's just amazing how many people are getting the job done there. And I remember I took my kids up there with me and my wife.
Wow.
And Brian was a little younger at the time, right? And they had this whole thing of food sitting there. And Brian's like, can I have some of that?
Yeah.
And Johnny Holiday was like, yeah, sure, go ahead. Aww. I'm like, Brian, no. Okay, go ahead.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. So it was fun to watch that. So, and their view of the stadium was much, much better than mine.
Yeah, right.
What's going on with traffic?
Well, we're still seeing your delays 270 southbound. A little bit easier for you in through Frederick County. It's around the bend of Urbana and through 109 that you're going to be stop and go. Out of 121, though, still solid delays, even bumper to bumper at times, especially moving out of 370 through Rockville, approaching 495. 355 southbound clear from Frederick, moving all the way in.